Good morning. Welcome back to Nachyomi. Today we're going to be focusing on Shmuel Aleph Perek Chof Dalet, the 24th chapter in Sefer Shmuel Aleph. So once again, David HaMelech is really trying to, by the skin of his teeth, escape Shaul HaMelech. He's very, very narrowly escaped him, being surrounded on a particular mountain, Sela HaMachlakot. And now we find him, he escapes towards the Dead Sea area to Ein Gedi, where we know Ein Gedi is today. Shaul is, after having attended to the Plishtim, now returns with 3,000 soldiers to try to seek out David. And as anybody who's been to Ein Gedi today knows, Ein Gedi is a mountainous terrain with lots of steep cliffs, And what the Tanakh calls Tzurei Hayaelim. This particular type of buck, which resides in this area, this mountain goat, which lives in this area called the Ya'el, which you can see in Ein Gedi today, which lives in and out of the caves and the craggy cliffs of Ein Gedi. So Shaul is looking for him and goes to find him among the caves. And at the bottom of the mountain, where he least expects to find David, David is actually hiding in a cave with his men. So he goes to relieve himself into the cave, and he's sitting there. And David's men said to him, "David, this is the moment. Hashem said to you that you're going to kill him. Now's the moment to go and kill him." And David HaMelech approaches him, and instead of killing him, David HaMelech cuts the edge of Shaul's cloak. And then feels a terrible fear and regret and comes back to his men and says, I can't kill the Mashiach Hashem, the one who is anointed by God, and he holds off his men. In the meantime, Shaul finishes relieving himself, leaves the cave, and as Shaul is leaving the cave, David HaMelech runs out and says, Shaul, and he calls out to him and he bows down to him, he prostrates himself from a distance and he says, "Why are you listening to those who slander me?" He's referring to Doeg and those who say that David is doing terrible things. He says, "Look, if I wanted to have killed you, I could have killed you a moment ago. Look, I have the edge of your cloak in my hand. I had you in my hands, and I didn't kill you because you are the anointed one of Hashem." And then he goes on to say the following. "If I was really trying to kill you, I would have killed you now. Hashem should judge between the two of us." And then he calls out and he calls him Avi, my father. It's sort of eliciting that familial relationship, his father-in-law. And he goes on to conclude his speech from a distance by saying, "As the Mashal HaKadmoni says, as the ancient parable says, Merashoim Yetzeresha, from those who are evil comes out evil. V'yodai loiti yebach, I'm not going to be one to kill you. Why are you hunting me? Why are you spending so much time? Am I such a threat to you, Shaul HaMelech?" And to this, Shaul is really deeply moved, and he turns to David and he says, "David, you know, you're right. You're 100% right. He calls him, is that the voice of you, Bani, David, my son?" He starts crying. He says, "You've done so much good to me, and I've done so much bad to me. People will now know that when you find your enemy, you cannot kill him like you did." And he says, Shaul concludes by saying, "I know you're going to rule, David. You're going to be the ruler. But please swear to me that you're not going to kill my children." And then they both return to their places in peace. And this is a very, you know, this is such a perek. There's so many things to consider when looking at this as a whole. Just a few pointers for us in this brief moment today as we learn this. And there are a few points to ponder, which are the following. First of all, did David HaMelech, his men are telling him that he was told to kill Shaul. He's going to get this moment to kill Shaul. Was David HaMelech ever given that nevuah? Was David ever told that he would be able to kill Shaul? The answer is no. David never got that nevuah. However, his men are piecing together the different parts. On the one hand, they know that Hashem has told David that he's going to succeed against all his enemies, and now Shaul's in the cave. So they say, "This is it. This is the moment." On the other hand, as some of the Mefarshim say, that we know in the Torah that we have a notion called somebody who's trying to kill you, kill them first. Now Shaul's in the cave. The men are saying, "Close the dots, David. You should be the one to do this." David Melech's response to this is the Mashal HaKadmoni, this ancient marshal, this ancient parable. What's he referring to? The Mefarshim debate this. But the way the Gemara interprets it on Makos Daf Yud Amud Beis is the following. The Pasuk says in Parshas Mishpatim, "Vo'elokim inali yadoi." It's referring to a person who goes to a camp of refuge for killing by mistake. And the pasuk means that Hashem will tilt his hand. It's as if Hashem is getting involved in human free action. How does that work? So the Gemara gives an example. Let's say you have a killer who's an intentional killer who kills without witnesses, can't be prosecuted. And you have an unintentional killer who should go to an Eira Miklat but cannot be prosecuted because he has no witnesses. So what Hashem does is Hashem orchestrates it that the two of them arrive at the same inn, the same hotel for night. The intentional killer is sitting underneath the ladder. The unintentional killer is going up the ladder and falls down, kills the intentional killer. The person who should have died dies, and the person who should go to the Eira Miklat ends up going to the Eira Miklat. You know, Hashem orchestrates that the right justice is done via those people. Says David HaMelech, Mereshoim Yetzei Resha. This is his response to Shaul and his men. You know what? Evil people are the people who are going to be the ones to carry out these negative plans. There has to be something on your name to have to be the vehicle of Hashem to do negative things like that. He says, I don't want to be that vehicle. Shaul HaMelech, you may deserve to die. That's Hashem's din. I'm not going to be that person. People, you know, it's true Hashem said I should succeed against my enemy. I'm not going to be that vehicle which allows this to happen. How does Shaul HaMelech, in the end of the day, know that David HaMelech is going to be the king? What changed, what flicked that switch inside of him over here? And the answer is that, as all the Mefarshim point out, at the end of Perek Tesvav in Shmuel Aleph, we saw that when Shmuel lost his kingship, what Shmuel did was, as he was leaving, he took the garment of Shaul HaMelech and he tore it. And he says, just as this garment is torn, Hashem will give your malchus to your better friend, your better colleague. When Shaul saw that his own garment was cut by David HaMelech, he realized that's the sign Shmuel was saying. Here is David HaMelech, he's going to take my place. We're going to see at this point in time, obviously he's been touched. Obviously he's really reaching the depth of his soul. How sincere is he? Is he going to be able to maintain this position? We'll see in the following parakim that he actually, unfortunately, there's a little bit of a recession after this. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.